Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The first 4 hours were simply an amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
Sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
I'm good.
Your table is ready for Carmen and Lima's emerging podcast scene.
Did you really hit jury duty on your day off request?
I did.
Why would you do that?
Because the other options were bereavement. The other one was... I don't know what the other one
how
was.
How do you request days
I
off?
I think one was Double Jeopardy. How.
One was what?
Double Jeopardy.
One was...
There was Beat a Murder Rap.
One was Cash Explosion Double Play. Mm-hmm.
The very, very specific reasons people have passed off on vacation, apparently.
There's the Tapia clause, of course.
Yes, of course.
Investigated by the feds.
I bet jury duty is a big thing because if you're jury duty, do you get paid?
Yes.
Isn't that taxed?
Yes.
There you go.
But if you're on vacation, you get paid, and that's taxed.
Yeah, I don't get any of it.
But that could be considered a secondary income.
If the county gives a kickback if you're on jury duty.
I don't know what jury duty clause is. I remember not getting selected for jury duty. It was the most refreshing.
I only know other lines of work or whatever. I do not know the ins and the outs of any of our online system for our particular company, meaning you're submitting days off, okay?
It's very clear.
Your health insurance stuff, your... pay stub stuff. You're just everything associated with having a job. I don't like any of that. It gives me instant anxiety, especially because I don't get to it until 2 minutes left in the show.
I assume that much like everything else in our parallel lives, Lima, in 20 years, you will go, did you know that there was a website where you get your vacation time and you just click on this? And that we've all known forever.
Not only that, every job or... some companies, I don't know, not every company, but companies have their perks that they, I don't know any of the perks of our company. I had one on my old station, my old TV station I used to work for, we'd get free cable.
Okay.
And we also got tremendous discounts on certain phone deals for certain phone carriers. Okay.
Really?
So that I took advantage of, obviously, because I knew about it. But there are other perks associated with certain companies. I don't know any of ours.
I think you might be eligible for a phone deal here.
Yeah, I have no idea. I've never looked at the website.
It all depends. I switched because my carrier gives an amazing veterans deal. So
really?
I did, when I first got hired here, I was with a different phone company. Mm-hmm. And we did at that time, under the previous group, we had a certain deal with a carrier where you got like a 10%. But
well, it is just laziness. I mean, I fully admit it's laziness. It's not wanting to ever be bothered with looking at that website. I have email. I am in my other side gig, so to speak, over at 19.
Yeah.
I mean, I have over 10,000 emails waiting for me.
You don't clear out your emails?
Not that. I don't, because it's not on my phone I don't log in.
It's like a 19 specific email.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, every time we have a guest host in here and I have to, I email you guys constantly throughout the show. I just, like Jason Lloyd's, he has a company email. I don't send it there anymore because he won't see it. Yeah. So I just send it to his personal. Garrett's the same way.
I open up my email at my other job. And do you get, this is a great question. Do you Have you ever seen any nasty emails you've gotten for TV?
In the beginning, yes.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
What did you think?
I always kind of had the same mindset of the people that said nasty things about when I was on the radio. Which what? Was, I remembered how I was anytime someone new came. I hated them. I hated all of them. So what I told myself was, it was a coping mechanism. I said, well, geez, if I hated every fill-in, and I got a lot of hate mail when I filled in for the other show. In the morning or the afternoon. I filled on every show on the station. And I filled in on TV for a lot of different roles. And I knew that when I saw people filling in, or I saw new shows get named, it was an instant do not like. And then eventually you keep listening, you keep watching.
Yeah.
And now some of them remained a do not like, but there were some where I'm like, wow, that host grew on me. And I don't even know if that host got better. Maybe me. Maybe it was me. Maybe I changed what I was looking for. Either way, your taste changed. So I assumed anybody that was ripping me, and I came onto the scene pretty boisterous and pretty arrogant, and was kind of in your face on a lot of things. I mean,
he's so in your face.
I've told the story numerous times. I told the story numerous times about Bull pulling me into the sausage closet numerous times in the first month that we were on the air back in 2011. And I'm not going to lie, I wanted a better job. And I had seen other formats around the country. They had gotten rid of shows like 6 months in. And I'm like, I'm sitting here doing updates. I should have a show. I should have a show. And I wasn't.
I'm not laughing at you thinking that. You know what I mean.
Furthermore, I wasn't that young. I came here, I was 30 years old. I'd seen people my age that I went to school with that were already at network level. And I'm like, I'm not too young. I'm not inexperienced. I didn't do talk radio every day, but I knew what I was capable of. And I was probably a little delusional. And I thought I'm like, man, I don't see these shows lasting.
Can I say something?
And then Baskin and Phelps has been on for 15 years. Bull and Fox was on for
a long time.
I mean, these shows have been on forever.
Can I say something for you? You have not aged a bit since you first got here.
Oh, no, I've I don't believe that.
Lots of lasers going on there.
Well, that's true. The PRP.
Okay, well, the PRP, I'll tell you what, he doesn't look like he's aged at all.
No, wrinkles. I could see it in pictures.
Really?
I could see it. And I used to obsess about that. What's amazing is it really did happen. Once I got married and once I had a kid, once I wasn't on the market anymore, and there were other things that became more important, I stopped caring about a lot of that stuff. I still like to, I don't buy clothes anymore, but when I do, when I'm like, I do need some new clothes. Okay, I'll spend a little bit on it. Not like I used to. I mean, I used to do fall wardrobes, spring wardrobes. I had nothing else to spend my money on.
Yeah.
And, you know, I went on all those trips and was always working out like crazy because I want to stay in shape. So I look over with my shirt off. To be honest, those things have gone out the window. Like, I do not obsess about that stuff to the manner that I used to. That definitely changed in my 30s. Like, the minute you hit 40, if you're still, I've always told you my theory. If you are in your 40s and you are married, but you're tanning, buying new clothes.
Oh, boy.
I mean, there's something going on. Let's be honest.
Well, I have a tan going on, but that's just because I spend a lot of time outside.
Yeah, but that's not tanning. There are people in their 40s that actively, you know, change the tone of their skin.
They care what they look like. And it's not just to look to stay young. I mean, that's one part of it.
Right.
But there are other reasons.
I only take my shirt off in the pool. And that's to draw less attention to myself, because if you're wearing a shirt in the pool, everybody's looking at you. Now, I understand that some people might feel they have to because they might have medical devices or whatever. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about bashful people.
Yeah.
If you wear a shirt in the pool, they're looking at you and wondering, why do you have to wear a shirt in the pool? And if you look like me, everybody assumes the same thing. So you just, it's
and
better to take
pool,
it off.
In the pool is not the, you know, where you might be self-conscious at. It's the walk to the water.
Yeah.
And the walk back. Once you're in the water, you're fine. You go shoulder level and you're good.
Yeah. I hate swimming. I hate it.
I don't even know how to swim.
Lima is a grown man, doesn't know how to swim. I hate swimming. I hate being in pools. I was in a pool on Saturday, hated it. I just deal with it.
I don't mind it, but we are in public pool season. Ours opens this weekend. Lima's is already open, right?
I was there
and
yesterday.
We've got our passes ready and we'll go, and I'll go after the show this year every day, and I'll take the kids.
No, he's
not getting a pool.
You have, does Avon Lake have?
Oh, it's amazing.
It's amazing, right?
It's like Bay's.
Yeah, all
got
these
the
places.
Slides.
West Are you at the West Lake?
West Lakes is the best now.
Yeah.
Because they redid it. All these West Side
you might see Lou Maglio.
Oh, that would be great. Well, so
doing
here's...
cannonballs from the high dive?
Here's an observation. Right, Lou. Here's an observation that, and again, I never paid attention to this stuff before. And these aren't the types of pools I was going to before. I looked around yesterday. The first thing you wonder is, because I went early in the day, I'm like, does anybody work? I was amazed at how many adults.
Is Bay's school out, do you know?
I thought there was, no, June, it's this week. It's
okay.
The end of this
Ours
week.
Ours is Friday.
But
so.
It felt like optional because there were kids everywhere.
Well, yeah.
The other thing is, I say this all the time, I sound like an old man, because of our hours, I'm out and about running errands during the day, and I'm always going, does anybody work? Which, the irony is, that's what other people are saying about me.
Yes.
They're seeing me do the of same course. Thing, yeah. Going, does he work? What the hell? But beyond that, Kenny, the amount of dads that were in my age range, probably most were a few years younger. The amount of dads in my age range that were ripped, and I'm thinking...
Oh, things have changed.
What is going on where this many dudes, A, have the time to be ripped? Because I always think, like, all right, I look decent. I'm in shape. Not like this. This is a commitment. These guys must not be drinking alcohol. They must, because you always try to start making excuses of why you don't look like that. They must devote more time to working out. What are they doing? Are they never with their kids? But they're with their kids today. How are they setting aside an hour and a half a day? Because I know how long it takes to look like these guys look.
Right.
I had friends in my life that looked
like
that.
The early risers. Those are the guys that are getting up at our time or earlier and going to do that and then having full days where
that's incredible.
We're getting up early. And so that's how I justify the later nap, right? But then I go...
Do they not have a nap?
No.
There's no nap in their schedule?
Because they aren't running low on anything.
Is it testosterone?
They're constantly up. They're Frank Thomasing like crazy.
That's what I'm wondering. Because Kenny, these guys, I could tell they're all well-to-do. You can just tell. That's the other thing. I could tell. I don't need a ton of clothing or accessories to know if you're well-to-do. I could just kind of tell. Could tell by maybe one article of clothing,
really?
And how you walk.
I don't know anything.
And how you conduct yourself. I can tell immediately if you make north of $50,000 a year, $80,000 a year, $150,000 a year, $200,000 a year.
Really?
I can tell by where you are, where I'm seeing you at, what you're wearing. I should be a carnival act because I'm telling you I could do this. I think I would dazzle. And, yeah, you're always going to be surprised. There are always some people who you're going to miss out on.
That's your carnival act. You can get – are you picking the profession or
no, I'm not
the income?
I don't think you can pick profession anymore because I saw guys yesterday with tattoos in places that 20 years ago, you're just not seeing well-to-do people.
It's hard to do now,
Now everybody has tattoos on their middle of their stomach. Boy, men and women. Okay, it used to be the sleeves, you know, they'd have it down to where their polo
the barbed
is.
Wire
now they don't even care. It's all the way down their forearms. No big deal. And they're well to do. I can tell by what their kids are wearing. I can tell by the bag that the mom has. Like it's just all I'm processing this. And I'm like, wow, things have really changed. But all the whole point was to say, are more people working out than ever before?
I'd say yes. I would say yes. How could you not say yes?
Is it the ability to have everything at your disposal in your home? And I'm not talking the 1980s, you know, those bands, the slinky thing that you're pulling apart.
Or even the Solo Flex.
The Jack LaLanne, the Bowflex.
I think it's about health. I think it's about feeling better about yourself. I think it's about doing something.
Kenny, these guys were putting me to shame.
I was like,
I gotta put my shirt back on.
There's people that are going to these group-based workouts, right? Because now if you're working at home, you don't have to go work out, then get back home, get a shower in, get all freshened up, right? You throw a shirt on if you're on a video call, you know?
That's a good point.
I mean, you've knocked an extra hour out in the morning where you can, or maybe you start your day... You do your things. A lot of these places offer classes at 10 o'clock, right? You go on your 9 a.m. conference call. You figure out what's going on for the day. Run out to your gym real quick. Do your workout.
Yeah, you don't have to be at work 8 hours. Or if you count lunch, you have to be at work for No, I swear. You have to be at work for 9 hours. Right. Like, there's not enough time in the day then to drive to a gym, shower, right. come back, or come back and shower.
I mean, no I way see of these, but off. I do. I see these guys all the time at 4:30 in the morning. There's a certain place right by the railroad tracks that I pass every morning, and they are lined up and they're running on the sidewalk at 4:30 in the morning in February.
Yeah, that's
and they're getting that work.
There's also less. I think there's less manual labor, obviously.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, so when you're doing,
not,
yeah,
you're not just if, beat down.
If you're doing physical labor all day, the last thing you want to do is go get a workout in, because you got your workout okay. in at work. And now with you have less of that. There's a lot more people in office jobs, sitting around jobs, IT, that type of thing. Where that type of thing is encouraged. It's encouraged as a corporation because you know, lowering the blood pressure and everything helps with insurance rates and things like that. So
okay, all those are great points. I want to ask one other thing before we move on. Does it have to do with all these guys that I'm talking about? Flat out, I'll just say it. I was envious. I was looking at these guys. I almost wanted to ask what their ab routine was, and
you should've.
What they were doing for their core. Get a little weird to be like Boogie Nights. How many push-ups can you do? But
you work out there? I work out there every day. I was seeing you.
That's right. So
what was the name of that place on Boogie Nights?
Do you think there is anything to do with back in these were gentlemen that were born?
It'd have been Grob, sorry, but it'd have been great if you'd have just started screaming, "It's my big D! I'm ready to F! Let's go!"
Let's go.
Sorry.
If you were born in the mid-80s, was there a different culture in high school sports and then more Division III athletes than ever before? All of a sudden, all the colleges have teams for everything.
Yeah.
That now there's just more athletes because
yes.
you were thrown into not just football and then you just wouldn't play or whatever. Now you had a chance to play a sport in high school.
Anthony,
right?
Fewer people smoke. Yeah. Fewer people drink. I think binge drinking numbers are down. The public is more health conscious. I think part of that is because of social media. I bet everybody says narcissism is up. Well, you want to look good, don't you? So that's part of it.
Yep.
Did you see the story where AI is a threat to society and could make humans extinct? People creating AI wrote a letter and then signed it like it was the Declaration of Independence saying, you better stop this or it can make humans extinct, which only goes to show you, I mean, if you could have sex with a robot, there will be people who just goes, no, I'm going to have sex with robots.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Well, the least resistance.
Can
robots sign off on consent?
It's
yes?
hard.
Okay.
It's harder to have more robots. So you can't do that. So they will move on. And I think that's a scary idea, but that's the world we live in now.
One last
and I think
thing.
That a lot of people, yes, what?
Is it Joe Rogan? Can you draw a direct line to Joe Rogan having the biggest, not just podcast, he now has the biggest media outlet that exists in this country, right? That to tailor towards the things that guys care about. Does he have the biggest reach? If you don't think he has the biggest reach, he's definitely up there in the discussion. And he talks about staying fit. He has the experts on in every
different
branch.
Everybody does. Everybody does. Okay? I don't. This is going to turn into a political thing just because I say I've only seen one episode of Joe Rogan in my entire life, and
that's
it was the episode with The Undertaker.
Yeah.
I've seen clips. I've never seen an entire episode of Joe Rogan, but everybody does it. No. You and I, we listen to Bill Maher, and you know what Bill Maher has to say about out of shape people? Mm-hmm. It ain't nice. It is not nice stuff.
I love that little 5'5" Bill Maher. But you're right.
By the way, my brain is warped. Yeah, that's why there's a lot of self-loathing there. But I think a lot of people, because of, for whatever reason, I think culture in America has changed. I think there's been more access to it. I think there are more people who want to get out energy. And I think there probably were more people playing different sports. I mean, when we were kids, I mean, soccer wasn't a high school activity until I really got to high school. Then they started a soccer program. There weren't a whole lot of sports. Now there's a bunch of different sports. There's a lot of club sports that people get involved in. And people just stay using their athleticism. They get involved in running. They get involved in rowing. There's rowing clubs now. There's all these types of things that people get involved in. So I think that they start to just use their athleticism as best they can. And fine, if that's the type of thing those people like, then go ahead and do it. That's perfectly fine with me. You're not going to catch any judgment from me. I was just going to say, I thought you would like this great line I had, because I got a nasty email last week.
Yeah, tell me.
This guy, because he's emailed me before, wrote, "What? Like, it was about my jeans, and why do you wear those slovenly jeans?" And I always go, well, they wanted me to wear jeans, because I'm a jeans-wearing guy. I wear jeans and Duluth Trading Company pants. That's who I am. That's why I wear jeans on TV. And he goes, they're wrinkled and look terrible. Why can't you just wear a nice pair of pants? And I thought about it for about 2 minutes because I go, what? I got to send something back. What do I send? And then I wrote back. I wrote his name. And I wrote, if you're paying attention to my jeans, you're not paying attention. Or no, I said, if you're looking at my jeans, you're not looking at my gut. Thanks for watching, Ken. Which that's I was good, like, Lima would love that line. I almost forwarded it to you, but I thought you would think
it's... That is good.
I didn't think you'd check your email.
So you traditionally, because I've had people tweet me, why doesn't Ken wear a tie?
And I'm You've like, had people tweet you that?
Yeah. It was recently. It was a few days ago. That's I think they me. Think out. They don't want to get you mad at them. So like maybe Anthony will ask Ken because they're friends, and they can ball bust each other.
You can bring it up on the air. I don't care.
I would say the tie thing would not work for you.
You won't. We never talk about TV on the air. Yeah, on the radio.
I'll talk about it tomorrow if you want. I don't think I don't think the tie thing would work for you on the air. I'm debating whether or not I think the jacket works for
you. Could you imagine what my gut would look like, or my chins would look like with a tie on? Chubs like me are not supposed to wear ties, guys. Come on, look at this.
Who are some of the bigger guys? Kendrick Perkins is bigger. He's on TV. What does he wear? He wears a turtleneck. He wears turtlenecks, and he wears those designer T-shirts. That's basically what he wears. And he's always at a desk, and he's sitting down, so it doesn't matter what's going on under there. It just doesn't matter. You might be wearing shorts.
You don't like me wearing a jacket? What should I wear?
No, I'm trying to think what would work best for you, but you're in a news studio. If you're in a news studio, it wouldn't look the same. Plus, you don't have the same... There's a thing about darker skin. Darker skin can get away with more. That's just my opinion. I think when I see the NBA players in there.
Arn Anderson said it best. Tan fat better than...
Well, look at the WWE guys.
Arn Anderson said it constantly. He said he could get away. Now, Arn Anderson was a workout freak, but he always said he had the same body. And he said, as long as I had a tan, it didn't matter as much. Because tan fat looks different from pale fat, is what he said. So for me, in the summertime, I get very red, and then it flakes off, and then I get very tan. And it gets very deep for a long time.
You do get a good tan.
I do. It's very odd.
My wife doesn't. I love how dark I get in the summer.
And so that it works for me. But boy, in the wintertime, there's a lot of pale skin there. It's not good looking.
Yeah, but at least you're not. There are different things you could do that the bronzer, the self tanner, bad news. I did self tanner and bronzer one time in my life. It resulted in the, because I already have oily skin, it resulted, Kenny, in the biggest zit on my forehead, and I had courtside tickets. We had a sponsor say, "Do you want to go to a Cavs game courtside?" And I looked in the mirror, and I'm like,
"You turned him down."
I actually went.
Oh,
but it ruined my time. My zit was so big and disgusting, and I didn't want to talk to any girl. I was my single days, and I was trying to think, what can I do to distract from this big zit that I got because of the self tanner. Because of the bronzer.
Wow.
That's how much I was thinking about that stuff back in the day.
Jeez.
And I never wore that stuff again. Boy, was I tan, though. That gave me a good look. So I don't know if you want to go self-bronzer. I don't know if you want to go that way. We don't need Kenny breaking out all of a sudden.
No. Plus, you can tell it's a natural thing. Because if I was tan all the time, people would think I just look like fat George Hamilton. And
the George Hamilton thing is the one I always think about, too. And whenever I see people on TV, and unfortunately, local TV, a little different from network TV, because in network TV, I'm amazed at the amount of people that think in local TV, you get your makeup done, you get your hair done. Not really the case. In almost 99% of instances, there are some one-offs.
Somebody network asked me TV, one time, and I just to be a jerk, I was like, or not even to be a jerk, I said, same person who did Lon Chaney's. Just to be goofy. Not to be a jerk, but to be goofy. Yeah.
Yeah, network TV, they're rolling out everything. You're getting hair, makeup, craft services for the catering. Local TV, Hey, if there were some donuts brought in for the morning show, if they're left over, that's what
you get. Boy, that's nice. That's a nice thing. We don't get that, but either way. I usually don't. I mean, but I don't like eating in public, so I don't like eating at the TV station because for obvious reasons. I don't need them thinking any more than they already do. That I'm a big food craze maniac.
Kenny's eating in front of, he will only eat really in front of me and Owen at this point.
Yeah.
He gets the breakfast.
Yeah, probably.
And that's about it.
Nope. I don't like eating in front of other people. I don't like eating in front of strangers. I don't like eating at gatherings. I think I said this on a podcast last week because we were getting ready for family gatherings. I let everybody else eat first. Oh, that's why I lost my keys. That's why I had to go back to Youngstown to get my keys.
Oh my God.
Because there were people in the kitchen like forming a line. And I go, nope, not going in there. And I have my keys on me. Like, I don't want my keys on me. I put them up on a shelf and just forgot about them. Because I was just going to wait. And they were gone and I left. And then my buddy's like, hey, you left your keys. And I had to go back and
get my keys. Worst.
It was terrible. It was a terrible planning day. But yeah, that's the way it goes. Yeah.
Okay, I know we want to get to this on the show.
What?
Today. Jeff Van Gundy.
I wanted to get to this tomorrow now.
Well, we will. I just want to mention. So NBA Finals, we didn't even mention today. And I was like, man, I want to get to the NBA Finals. And then we got carried away, as we do during Quarterback Tears Week.
Yes.
The show just gets hijacked. And then it's nonstop Quarterback Tears. Understandably. That's what people want to do. We had people calling today saying they wanted Joe Burrow. They wanted Deshaun Watson over Joe Burrow. And Kenny was incensed. But these are the opinions that can only come out, can only marinate, and then emerge during Quarterback Tears Week. With all that said, the NBA Finals lost on us. Is there a possible way that we would not have talked NBA Finals if it were Boston and the Lakers? Would we have had a show today in Cleveland, Ohio, mind you, that we would not have talked or uttered the word or the term NBA Finals?
I will admit, no. There's not a way. We probably would have discussed it at some point, yes.
So did we are we doing a disservice to the NBA? Or
we will mention the finals tomorrow.
I want to know because we all have our bubbles, and I am way too NBA-centric. And for our audience that did get into the Cavs big time this year, but then their playoff run ended so prematurely.
Yeah.
Their season ended, like, what, 2 months ago?
And month ago.
I remember, Ken, you saying, man, you lose like that. I'm out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
You did. You said it. Then you were like, all right, when LeBron was starting to think that LeBron could get to the finals, you're like, well, I can't ignore it any longer. And then you started like kind of paying attention again. But now it's Miami and it's Denver. And as great of a story as Jimmy Butler is, and it is, it's a fascinating story. I even said, is this going to be more impressive than the Cavs winning the title in 2016? And you're starting to see, somebody just said that Jimmy Butler, I think it was Jay Williams, on ESPN, just said this morning, and this is something we might have to talk about tomorrow, he said he's never seen a player carry his team to the NBA Finals like Jimmy Butler. And people are like, LeBron in 2015?
God, that's stupid.
LeBron in 2018?
Did he say that on his radio show? I hope he didn't.
He said it wherever, on the TV show, I think.
He says it wherever they say it. Well, then that's also on the radio.
So whatever. You're going to get some talk because you got to talk up the finals. You got to promote the finals if it's going to be on your network and everything. But are we missing something? Because I kind of agree with you guys. Like,
can I say something, by the way, about that?
Go ahead.
All right. I got nothing against other. I got to get this off my chest. I can't stand J.J. Redick. I can't stand J.J. Redick. I've been sitting on this for so long, and I'm sure Barrett Sports Media is going to pick up on it. I can't stand. Can he have one argument that doesn't turn into a personal attack? What would people do?
What are the personal
attacks?
What
would JJ? Every time, and this is how I saw. I think I saw it on Barrett Sports. It was either last week or the week before? Because I rarely see him, and then I have to go back and I have to see the context, right? So I have to see it secondhand, and then I watch the context of it. It was this time. It was him going after Russo, and it was saying he can't stand him. Which, okay, fine. But it's always the personal attack. Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. didn't play basketball. Obviously, people in America do not care if Stephen A. Smith didn't play professional basketball. He did play at Winston-Salem State, if I'm not mistaken.
He did.
But
he
talks UFC. I don't think anybody gives a damn in America, and clearly ESPN doesn't, that Stephen A. Smith did not play professional basketball. I don't think it matters to the general public. I get, you can, if you wanted to in an argument as a listener or as a viewer, you can sit there and say it. It might mean a little bit more. That's why we bring on former players and things like that, because it's okay, you're an expert. But if you're going to get into a argument, and that's an argument show, if you're going to have a debate, you can't just start taking personal shots at people's personal careers and personal lives doing that. If it's you and me, where you and I have that relationship, or you, me, or Jason, where we have that relationship, that's one thing. Maybe they have that relationship. But every time I see J.J. Redick in the news, it's for him taking personal shots at other people. And I know when you're taking that many personal shots at people, I can't imagine how he would react if one of them just said, you know what, I'm tired of it. Let's look into your past. I don't know what J.J. Redick's done in his past. Maybe he's a perfect person.
I know one
thing. I'm sure he's not. I have no idea.
They heard that part.
Oh, wait, did they?
I have no idea about any of that.
He did have one thing. Either way, you know why he did it, though? Because when he first showed up, the minute he retired, because he just retired. I mean, he just was playing.
Right. It takes away from his he has intelligent basketball talk.
I love his.
And he's been a very good analyst. But to me, every time there's an argument, and I think he thinks he's going to lose, he starts ripping into other people.
They heard it again.
I go, stop ripping into other people.
I'm not even doing anything.
Don't even worry about that. So, he just starts ripping into other people. I go, why do you need to do that?
I know why he did it. The first day he went on First Take, everybody on he broke the internet with the young Twitter sphere and the people that watch basketball or pretend to. They were like, holy crap, an NBA player just came in and embarrassed all these people who didn't play in the NBA because he actually had well thought out, well versed, well articulated thoughts about game planning and arguing things. But the reality is, and once Redick found out, oh, I have to come on again tomorrow and I have to say something again tomorrow. Oh, I guess I need to have some opinions. Now I'm bringing some opinions to the table. And I think what happened was he realized a little too early, like, wow, people are liking my stuff. And then you become a character. And then you start to become more and more of a character. And then ESPN throws a lot of money at you and says, we're going to make you one of our top analysts. Just like that. You're not even experienced doing this. But the internet loved you. So you play to the crowd. And the crowd loved that he crushed guys that never played the game that talked about the game.
I mean, Stephen A. Smith's a big boy, and I'm sure he can handle himself.
Yeah.
But I'm like, man, it always turns into something personal.
Maybe he goes to Fox Sports and takes over for Shannon, who just left.
That's
abruptly
a possibility.
Just got bought out on his debate show with Skip Bayless. Is that the end of Skip Bayless? Not sure about any of that. I think you're right, Kenny.
I like Shannon Sharp. I find Shannon Sharp to be hilarious and very entertaining. And the only reason I would ever watch I cannot tell you the last time I've actually turned on one of those shows for bet, and that's not an indictment on the format, not by a long shot.
Well,
it's I'm running around during the day.
Yeah.
I haven't had time, so I'm saying I don't know the last time I've actually done that. But obviously,
I don't know.
They make a lot of money for their businesses. They're very successful businesses.
I don't think that's what that show's for to begin with. I don't know that show's ever been appointment viewing unless you're like, I gotta see Stephen A. Smith. Enjoy the whatever what Dallas he's the is he anti Dallas or is he for Dallas? He's anti Dallas.
No, he worked in Dallas.
So when Dallas loses, you want to see what he has to
he's
say.
He's from Philly.
Wait, no, yeah. I'm sorry. I was thinking of Skip Bayless.
Yeah, but that's what you do. Or when LeBron loses, turn and Skip on. That's when it's appointment viewing. But you're in it for the gag. You're in it for the circus. But for the most part, it's on in the airports. It's on in the waiting rooms. That's what it's for. Hey, I happen to see these guys arguing about stuff.
Yeah.
I think that's what that's always been about. I got to say, I'm not outraged by that type of programming. I think a lot of that can be fun. I really do. Skip, I just don't take him seriously. So I can sit there and listen to his arguments.
Yeah.
And not lose my mind and go, he doesn't believe any of this.
I'm not outraged by it.
I don't know what any of these guys believe in. I think they have to come up with content every day.
I'm not outraged by any of this stuff. It's just it's like can we move past the personal stuff here and just make arguments and try to beat each other in arguments there?
Kenny, you made a point. It's why we bring on if we're talking punting, I'm not going to sit there and rip a punt. We're going to have Dave Zastel on, right? We're going to have somebody who does it. That's why when I defer to Dustin Fox, when I was hosting a bunch of shows with Dustin, and I was like, all right, Dustin, here's what the idiot fan media guy would say. You tell me where I'm wrong. And I always used to get really excited when he's like, no, you're right about this one. You are right about this one. He'll tell me how stupid I am when I'm wrong, and I appreciate that too. I do not mind if someone comes on and rips me. Just don't make the focus of it, hey, you never played. Well, yeah, I was also never the president of the United States. I'm allowed to weigh in on politics. There's a lot of things I've never done that I want to weigh in on. Does it make me right? No, but does it guarantee that I'm wrong? Of course not.
I like that. I'm sorry to get. I totally derailed what you were going to say. I have no idea what it was, but I had to get that off my chest.
It doesn't matter, Ken. You're starting to get amped up for the final day of Quarterback Tears Week, so I think our listeners can understand if right now our mind has a thousand things racing through it as you get ready. The binder is almost complete. Kenny tomorrow
binder of quarterbacks.
He's going to have it. He's got the binder.
Binder's full
with
of quarterbacks.
Four holes. Unbelievable unicorn. In the binder world,
yes,
that is the four-hole punch binder without the flap, though. Again, I don't know what it is. They couldn't find the flap. They couldn't find it for the loose-leaf paper that goes in the flap. It's a perfect storage unit for the loose-leaf paper. So if you have anything else that you want to tack on, not only that, I know there was talk that next week we might do the washed-up coaches tier list.
I don't like it because I think the flap is too tight, and plus it gets that fuzziness feeling, so it's hard to get the paper in there without crinkling the paper at the bottom.
Guys, it was supply chain issues.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.